Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to late break. Dan Fogelberg, it's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Barbara Rambisa, great member of our Brain Trust, CEO, founder, and president of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers, IAIAM.org, IAIAM.org. is the website. Barbara, you're helping a lot of folks out there, and I know you want to help more. Tell us how they can reach you.
Well, if anybody's having any issues or just needs additional help with their work at home or their mobile assets, they can contact us at info@itam.org. We did two classes last week, helped 1,000 companies with our certified mobile asset management course. It was a day-long course that just immersed them into ideas and things they could do with the work at home to help protect themselves. You know, there's certain components that they have to look at when they're doing work at home. Mm-hmm. You know, data protection is a big one. Infrastructure, connectivity, security, hardware, their processes, and their software. That's what ITAM is built around. That's what managing technology is built around. So just because it's a different modality with the work at home, it's still the same foundation. Mm-hmm. And if you get those foundational processes, you know, you can start saving money. You can start, you know, reducing risk, increasing productivity.
Speaking of the risk, Barbara, I'd like for you to talk to us about how to make sure when our employees work from home that we still are protected, because they're in different Wi-Fi scenarios. Their children are there. People are pecking around on the computers if they took one home. I mean, how do we make sure that we don't have a problem with phishing, with some kind of cyber crime, some kind of loss of assets, compromised network? How do we do some of that?
Well, it's much more difficult in a work-at-home environment, but it is definitely possible. There's all kinds of software out there, remote wipe software. There's productivity software, you know, tracking. I don't want to sound like Big Brother, but you can watch what your employees are doing and enforcing different security protocols through process is your best ally. And proper training of those, so understanding your employee, understanding what they can and cannot do. They can't take customer data and just throw it on their desktop or their laptop. If that laptop gets lost, so does the customer data, and then we're in a data breach type scenario if you don't have a remote wipe that you can take care of that that laptop right away. There's different tracking type software. So there's all kinds of things that small businesses can do that aren't very expensive to protect themselves. It's just getting that plan. And no matter where you're at today, you can always start today. Whatever you do today will help post-virus. So if you didn't do anything pre-virus and now we're intra-virus, you know, get started. Get started on your work at home. Get started on looking at connectivity, security, data protection, and just keep putting one foot in front of the other to move forward for post-virus. We're going to get there.
You know, Barbara,
we're going to come out stronger.
One of the things that I've been encouraging people to do, if they're slower right now because, you know, maybe they're not don't have customers coming in the door, a lot of companies, if they're slower and they're still able to pay their employees, and I'm hoping they will continue to do that because the government is putting the money out there. They're really taking the steps to help people get the money to continue to make payroll, even if it's discounted, even if it's diminished a little bit. As they're in this period of time, this is a perfect time to do maintenance on your equipment, on your building, on your practices, on your training, but also on your technology protocols, right? On making sure that, that everybody knows how to keep their cybersecurity systems correct. Make sure those are updated. Maybe renew those, et cetera, et cetera. Those kinds of things. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I am so happy you brought this up because we've had a lot of calls in here, you know, with the upgrading of their systems to make sure that they're ready for the work at home. You know, don't hoard your assets like you do toilet paper. I can't say that enough because there's so many kids that are having to do schooling at homeschooling. And if you use a reputable disposal company, they'll get those computers into the hands of those children that need them. So it's very important to be, you know, not only from a security standpoint, you have to have your computers upgraded, especially with a work-at-home environment.
This is a good point. We've done that this week. We've identified a gap in our technology, and I ordered a new piece of equipment yesterday. This is what people call making lemonade out of lemons, right? This is where you.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the silver linings in this scenario is going to be what we learn that we were exposed or we were vulnerable, and we don't have to be that way anymore. Itam.org, IAIIAM.org is the website. Dr. Barbara Rambisa is the curator and the head person over there. Barbara, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Barbara Rambisa, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.